This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome back for another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, all the way from the south coast of Australia, it's Tom West. Tom, welcome to JPR.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
The new record is called Oncoming Clouds. Information at tomwestmusic.com.au is how you get there, or on Facebook. I mentioned south coast of Australia. You are originally from where?
Adelaide.
And how big of a town is this?
Well, it's, I think, about 1 million people.
Oh, wow.
So it's more of a city than a town, so a small city.
We had Mia Dyson here not that long ago, and she's from Torquay?
Torquay, yeah.
How far away is that?
Well, that's probably 7 hours drive.
Oh, wow. Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Torquay's closer to Melbourne, so we're kind of like separate capital cities. But Torquay is a very fabulous place.
So is Adelaide kind of a happening place in terms of music and culture, or what's the vibe of the city?
It's changing at the moment. I think the consensus is, in terms of contemporary music, I guess, that there's been a bit of downtime maybe for the last decade or so. But for a number of reasons, there's a whole lot of new initiatives that are coming up now, you know, in order to enhance the music scene and the vibrancy of the city itself. So from my observation, that all seems to be working. So I think it is becoming a pretty cool place.
And do you still call it home?
Yes.
So it's your home base. Is it easy to find gigs around Adelaide, or is it not really conducive to that?
Well, it's easy enough to find shows, but you know, you really have to tour.
Yeah.
Outside of the state.
You have been on tour now in North America for quite some time, across Canada and a little bit of the United States.
Yeah. So we just toured the EP in Canada, and we stopped off here for a couple of.
So that you could camp at Crater Lake.
Yeah, yeah. We could sneak in some camping on the way to and fro. So yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Tom West is my guest. His new record is called Oncoming Clouds. TomWestMusic.com.au is the website. Who have you brought in with you today to play?
Today I have my good buddy, Mr. Todd Sibben.
Welcome.
Banjo extraordinaire.
What would you guys like to play first?
We're going to play an older song of mine called Hush. With the summer trees, listen quiet hand breathe, and drape your shadows over me. We see winter drawing in. The gates fall closed, rusty wire dead end roads. I caught myself on thorny brush, regret the poisoner so much. Has a name. Here I am, a nameless place. I feel the beating of your heart. My roots go deep and wide apart. City holds you dear, throb a mess of glass and steel. I scream and try and call you dear, with all the noise you just can't hear. Hush.
That is Tom West live in the JPR studios. An older song you said called Hush? Is that from A Spark in the Dark?
Yes. Yeah, it's the first track off that. So it's one of the few, I suppose, that I regularly play still from that album. So
if I understand correctly, and the internet is correct, you were a lawyer before making music?
Yeah, I did. I did that for a couple years and obviously studied for it.
That's a huge swing from working in the...
Yeah.
In law to making music. What prompted that change?
Well, look, the truth of it is I was doing two jobs. I was doing this music stuff and I was doing that job. Mm. It came to the point where I was doing two things in a half-hearted way. So I wasn't doing justice to either aspect. So I thought I might as well stop one of them.
Both of them seem like they would take an incredible amount of time and dedication to do them well.
Correct, yeah. It's impossible. Well, for maybe some person out there could manage it, but it was too much for me, so.
So were you making music before you became a lawyer then?
Yeah, like I've been doing that the whole time since school.
What kind of things were you listening to growing up?
Oh, man. Probably stuff like Ben Harper was one of the big foundational bands that I really listened to when I was a lot younger.
And he's done a lot of different things over the years, from acoustic to very loud and rockin'.
Yeah. So, to tell the truth, I don't follow that much anymore. But back when I started writing music, that was a big actor that I listened to a lot. I guess it goes without saying, I've also listened to stuff like Neil Young for a long time. And later on, I got into Ryan Adams, all those great songwriter stuff. Oh, man.
So let me ask a question. You said that you don't really follow so much anymore. Why not? Do you just find yourself not with time to listen to music anymore, or do you not want it to cloud your own voice?
Oh, no, I more meant I sort of fell out of listening to the Ben Harper's stuff as years gone by. I don't really know why. Whenever I listen back to it now, I enjoy it. But I guess you just sort of grow out of some music.
Sure. What have you moved on to?
Well, right now I enjoy listening to a whole bunch of random international music. I think these guys might be getting sick of it, raging in the car all the time. Todd's having a quiet chuckle. So I like to listen to a lot of that. I've heavily liked for a while now a Danish band called Mew.
Mm-hmm. M-E-W, right?
Yeah. So that's one of my favorite bands.
Well, let me ask you a little bit about the record, because as you're sitting here in the studio, I can hear the foundation of your music and your songs, and as you were warming up before we came on the air. The record, though, has a much more developed, lush, multi-layered approach to it. Was that the vision you had going into making the record, or was that the vision of the producer that you brought on board?
It's probably half and half. I think I would have imagined a record a bit more produced than my older one, which was quite basic. But I didn't set out to make it quite so lush, I think. So that was a producer's hand. Hmm. But having said that, I like it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Who worked on that record with you?
That was a guy from Melbourne called John Castle.
A lot of your songs, especially as they appear online, are paired with these wonderful videos. And they all have this vivid imagery. How do songs develop for you in your head?
Well, I guess, it's funny you say that, because when people ask me this question, I tend to say that it does start out with a pretty straightforward image, and then I sort of build layers on top of a pretty basic concept. So, for example, the song Easy Love, which is on this record, the image that I had at the start of that was that the line about the empty bed inside the empty house. That's really where I started with that, and I just sort of built the rest of the words and stuff around that image. And I think in terms of the video clip, that was the starting point of fleshing out that video as well.
Tom West is my guest live today in the JPR studios. His new EP is called Oncoming Clouds. Information at tomwestmusic.com.au. Will you play us another?
Yeah. This is a song called Some Things Will Never Be. Thank you.
Some things will never be. That's just the way that it is. You can walk down the street with a spring in your feet, or you can scream at the stars in the oncoming cars. But some things will never be. Mountains fly when oceans dry. I will love you.
That is Tom West live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Oncoming Clouds. TomWestMusic.com.au is the place to go online for information on Tom and his music. Some of the songs, or perhaps all of the songs on this EP, were inspired by a trip you took to Peru. What was behind that trip? Why were you there?
I have a habit of making manic decisions at the last minute. So that it's safe to say that was in a similar boat.
It's probably safe that you're out of the legal profession then now too.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. I was just throwing paper around, you know, people getting in trouble and whatnot. But look, there wasn't too much to it. I've traveled there a little bit. I made some friends the year before last year, so who live down there and are musicians and stuff. So I guess the opportunity arose to go and have a visit and play some shows down there, which was something I obviously haven't done. And it was a lot of fun.
What drew you there originally?
Good question.
I mean, there's entire globe to choose
yeah,
from.
Yeah, I know. It's a good question. I don't really know. I went there when I finished school for like a, what do you say, like a gap year sort of thing. As to why there, I couldn't tell you. It was luck, maybe.
Yeah. When you were there, you were playing some gigs. Were you also making music with some Peruvian musicians? Because they have a much different style of playing guitar. I just wonder if any of that rubbed off on you.
I did not on that occasion, unfortunately. I mean, I played with other musicians over there, but in a more contemporary sense. So their music was more inspired by like the music from the States, for example. But having said that, I do really love that style, the Latin style of guitar, and I really love in particular music that comes out of Cuba. mm-hmm. Among other places. So I know what you mean by that, and I do love it. And one day I would really like to, learn how to do it myself, and play with people like that.
You seem to have a bunch of different configurations when you perform, from solo, duo, trio, full band. Do you have a favorite?
I have a favorite, and that's playing in a duo form with Toddy right here. No, he's correct. It's answer. True. It's true. Like, a lot of the time, it's how I feel at the time, or what I think suits at the time, and then it's also a question of, the practical side of things, whether I go with a full band or not. But I like playing with a couple of friends, whatever that is. I guess it's more important to me, whether I get along well with the people playing with.
Yeah, but it is more enjoyable for you to be up there with others rather than just by yourself.
Yeah, it is. I've said it sometimes. I don't remember where I said it, but one of the best feelings for me in playing music is when you can really nail it. Like, a group of you can nail it live. It's probably the best feeling.
I'm really glad you had some time to stop by and visit with us. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
The new record is fantastic. It's called Oncoming Clouds. It's the new record of Tom West. TomWestMusic.com.au is the website. You can also find him on Facebook. You have time to play one more?
Yes.
What are you going to play for us?
This is Easy Love, which is the opening track to the EP, the new EP. 2, 3, 4. Who left the window wide? Let the rain inside. Carried me from you on the back of a wave. I am not brave. There's an empty bed inside an empty room, inside an empty house. All easy love is through. There's an empty bed inside an empty room, inside an empty house. All easy love is through. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Back to the drawing board. Nothing came to mind. I drew some lines, step back and wait. Right there on the page, they assemble to your face. A cruel design. There's an empty bed inside an empty room. Inside an empty house, all easy love is through. There's an empty bed inside an empty room. Inside an empty house, all easy love is through. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Go easy on me, love. Oh, go easy on me, love. Oh, go easy on me, love. Oh, go easy on me, love. Love is through.
That is Easy Love. It's from the new record called Oncoming Clouds. Tom West, live in the JPR studios. Information at tomwestmusic.com.au. Tom, thanks again for coming by.
Thanks so much for having us. It was very, very good fun.